the Trump administration is pushing job training programs, but there are some people in the workforce who may be overlooked. Bloomberg Law's Chris Opfer has written about this and joins me. Chris, first explain what it is the Trump administration is doing concerning job training.
So in the first 9-10 months or so of the Trump administration, the centerpiece of their labor policy has been to focus on pouring federal money into public-private job training initiatives and programs, as well as apprenticeship programs. It's not necessarily something new. That's something that the Obama administration was interested in as well. But they're sort of upping the ante, and they're really making this focal point of what it is they want to do, both to match workers with the skills needed for the jobs that are available today, and also to prepare workers for the jobs of the future.
So who is missing out of these programs and apprenticeships?
Well, from what we're hearing, freelancers, independent contractors, and the wide variety of gig workers out there right now feel like they're mostly being left out. And the reason for that is that a lot of these programs, number one, are tied to specific jobs or specific employers. So you need to have a relationship with a specific business or employer in order to participate in these training programs or apprenticeship programs. The other thing here is that a lot of the programs are geared towards the end goal being a traditional employee W-2 job. And so what freelancers are saying is that, number one, the vast majority of freelancers are classified as independent contractors rather than traditional employees. Number two, a lot of them like that and like the flexibility that comes with being their own boss and sort of being an entrepreneur. And so they don't want necessarily want to give up that flexibility in order to get training. But the problem is that there's also another whole population of folks who are independent contractors, not necessarily by choice. And because of that status, they feel like they're also being left out of the training surge here.
California, though, seems to be gearing some of their programs to freelancers, right? So they're trying to get around it a little bit.
That's right. And I guess it shouldn't be much of a surprise because of they're so heavy in the tech sector and are really the birthplace for a lot of the gig economy work that we see popping up now. So there's two programs at least that we know about. One's through the state community college system, and the other is through an organization for tech workers in the Bay Area. And both of those are sort of geared towards specifically the needs of the self-employed, doing things like skills training, but also doing things like networking events, teaching people how to be entrepreneurs, what their accounting and tax responsibilities are, how to market themselves, how to get more gigs, and things of the like. So it's something that seems to be working in California. The Labor Department just convened a new task force on apprenticeships that includes business leaders and union folks. And the word from the DOL is that they will be considering the needs of self-employed workers as part of that program.
So a possible fix could be coming.
Yep, that's right.
Any final thoughts?
You know, the irony here is that this is all happening at a time where changes in DOL policy are likely to make it easier for businesses to classify workers as contractors rather than employees. They've really walked back a lot of the efforts by the Obama administration to make it more difficult. Obama administration position was that most workers should be considered traditional employees who get all of the benefits of things like overtime and minimum wage protection, workers' comp, unemployment insurance, and all of the like. And they felt that businesses were going too heavy on independent contractor workforce and that the middle class and you know, working families were losing out as a result.
I've been speaking with Bloomberg Law's Chris Opfer. You can read more about this and his other work on the Bloomberg Terminal. I'm Nancy Lines in the Bloomberg 99.1 Washington Newsroom.